From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. A state House committee heard testimony Wednesday afternoon from the big three North Slope oil producers. ConocoPhillips, ExxonMobil, and BP representatives gave several members of the House Resources Committee their perspectives on how the state's oil tax structure is working. Alaska's current tax regime on the North Slope essentially takes 35% of the profit a company earns on a barrel of oil, but tax credits reduce the amount companies actually have to pay. While each oil company represents different fines in different areas of North Slope with different profit margins, they had a similar message.
The need for Alaska to maintain a competitive fiscal regime that encourages critical, ongoing, and long-term investment is by far one of the most important issues you face. We know it's going to be tough for you and the entire legislature to deal with this issue.
That was ExxonMobil Tax Counsel Dan Seckers. Seckers and others told lawmakers that its current tax regime, the More Alaska Production Act, or MAPA, is working.
So, has MAPA made Alaska's investment climate more competitive? Has it resulted in a more simple, predictable production tax system? Has it been working as legislators had hoped? Has it lived up to its name? We believe at ExxonMobil the answer to each and every one of those questions is yes.
The committee heard 3 hours of testimony. Lawmakers are gearing up for a tough session as they negotiate how the state will fill its multi-billion dollar budget hole, and how the oil and gas industry should help fill that hole is a particularly complicated question. Cameron Moriarty, president of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association, told the committee that the tax credits are working to generate new development and investment. But she also reminded lawmakers that the state has changed its tax policies 6 times in the last decade.
How can we remain competitive when the state has constantly changing tax policies?
The industry representatives repeatedly told the state that they want a stable tax regime. The committee will hear presentations from some of the state's smaller oil companies as House lawmakers work toward introducing a bill that could again tweak the state's tax structures. State health leaders say a federal repeal of the Affordable Care Act could make it difficult to implement reforms to Medicaid. That could cost the state tens of millions of dollars that lawmakers are counting on. Many of the reforms the legislature included in the Medicaid law it passed last year depend on parts of the Affordable Care Act. The federal government is offloading some prime real estate on Auk Bay. Both the city of Juneau and University of Alaska Southeast are making strong cases to own it. The former NOAA Fisheries Marine Station is currently occupied by the Coast Guard, though that arrangement expires this spring. Now both UAS and Juneau Docks and Harbors have put in competing proposals to take it over. Docks and Harbors wants to expand Sutter Harbor. The university wants to expand its campus, and it's up to the General Services Administration to decide who will receive it. And a high wind warning is in effect in the Juneau area until 3 p.m. Saturday. Highs around 28 degrees today.